Shalom and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Billy Brim, and we have two guests today, all the way from Northern Ireland.
Paul Brady.
And all the way from Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Pastor Lee Morgans.
Pastor Lee Morgans, and we're all associated in the Holy Ghost. I really don't like, please don't send me letters. No. I don't like the word church so much. The word in the Bible is ecclesia, and it means body. And of course, we're a glorious church fellowship because people recognize church. But the word that's translated in our Bibles, in the King James Bible, it says church. It's really ecclesia. And the picture is, I ask our authority, our Greek authority, Rick Renner, and he said, the picture is this. It was the time of Greek city-states. And so they would take one out of this city-state, one representative, one out of another, and they would come together for an assembly, an ecclesia. And they were a governing body. So we are, that's why the Assemblies of God calls themselves assembly rather than church. Because they see the real meaning of ecclesia. And the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the body, the assembled body, the ecclesia is chosen out of every tribe, every kindred, every tongue. One here, one from Northern Ireland, one from Oklahoma, probably originally your family from Wales, wherever. And he brings them together in this one body. But he never tells us that we are like superstars. He tells us we're a body. We do have leaders. We have apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. And then we have various gifts, ministry of giving, other exhortation, other gifts and ministry gifts, really. Yeah. But there's what's called the fivefold ministry. Now, always the picture that God gives, you're one spirit, one baptism. We're all baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. One baptism that saves us. The Bible teaches three baptisms, but one is the one by which you get saved. And the Bible talks about our unity. And that we operate like a body. We have a hand, we have an eye, we have an ear, and we're all body parts. So the best way for a body, a human body, to function is in unity. You know, you don't want to have your thumb dangling from your nose. You want to have it in the right place. And you want to have it. Now, I think, Paul, that in the last days in the glorious church, people are going to be in their places.
I believe that.
And they're going to be led there by the Holy Ghost.
Positioned with purpose.
And they're positioned with purpose. And I've seen, growing up under Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and being in meetings where he, Oral Roberts, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Norval Hayes, John Osteen, they would be all in one meeting. Fred Price, and there would be, even I can go back to, I can remember Sister Papa and Mama Goodwin.
Yes.
And you can, of course, Tule. And even Sister Clara Grace. And Sister Jeannie Wilkerson. Whoa! When they get in the same room, Brother Hagin be up there at the front. He'd say, where's Sister Wilkerson? Where's Sister Wilkerson? And she didn't come all the time. Mm-hmm. She only came when the Lord sent her. And he'd say, I know she's here somewhere. I know she's here. And she'd laugh. She'd say, he always sniffs me out. She told me one time, I have no social contact with him on any level. And I don't want it. Because God used her to speak as a prophet into Kenneth Hagin's life. And not a whole lot of people did that. But he definitely recognized what she spoke.
Yeah.
But I have seen in my lifetime the most powerful corporate anointings. And it wasn't where one person just stood up and did everything.
Right.
Brother Hagin would be, I'll tell you what, it's open time. I was sitting in a meeting with Brother Hagin. I was there in the audience, you know. And I looked up and I saw a director's chair, like in a movie. Oh, you know, movie directors, how they got those little wooden chairs and they got that little canvas back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is the chair where Brother Hagin sits. And you have a chair like this. You too are in a director's chair. I said, Ira, that's not right. We're not directing. The Holy Spirit is the director. Da, 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 da. And I start giving this, you know, really self-righteous thing. And then I heard Brother Hagin say this. I really didn't understand that little mini vision I had. And kind of, in a way, kind of put it off and didn't even accept it. Then I heard Brother Hagin teaching later on the interpreter. And in the Bible it says, teaching about the Holy Ghost gifts, if there be no interpreter, keep silence and speak to yourself and God. He said, that's not just the interpreter of tongues with a gift of tongues and interpretation.
Yes.
He said, that's the interpreter of what the Holy Ghost wants to do in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in a meeting, there will be one person that will be the interpreter. And he will know, he said, like a director. He will know what the Holy Ghost wants to do next. And Brother Hagin, can you remember in those days we used to have these kinds of services? He'd say, Brother Halverson, Sister Wilkerson.
Mm.
Sometimes he'd say, Billy Brim. And then we'd come. Or of course, much higher would be the other ministers that I've named heretofore. You have something. You have something. And that director's place of what the Holy Ghost wants to do in a meeting. But, and Sister Wilkerson used to say, he doesn't just want cookie cutter meetings. And we're not talking about doing away with the office of teaching. You have teachers, you have meetings. I have meetings. I'm going to do it this year at our fall meeting in the afternoon. I'm going to have a teaching session on Israel. I'm going to start with one chorus to wake them up and then teach 1 hour and send them home. That's a teacher deal. But then there are those meetings where there's a director and the Holy Ghost wants to do this and then he wants to do that.
Yeah.
And so corporately, then we function. What offices do you function in of the fivefold ministry, Paul?
What do you think?
Apostle.
Apostle.
And pastor,
mm-hmm.
primarily.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. And Brother Hagin said you can... you can function in more than one of these seats,
mm-hmm.
but there will be one that will be higher than the others. An apostle is one that is sent. It's a sent one.
Mm-hmm.
He's sent. Mission. It's like a missionary, but it's high. And an apostle, this is, I did all the books for Brother Hagin, you know, where he taught on these ministry gifts. And an apostle has within him, working in him, an apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, can work in any of those places that God calls upon. But an apostle is one who builds. He builds things.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually will have, like, miracles, healing, some of those things operating in him, too. Now, Pastor Lee, what do you operate in of the fivefold ministry?
As a pastor,
and yeah,
in the prophetic,
he operates as a prophet and a pastor, and I would say that he pastors prophetically, like Brother Hagin. He stood in the office of apostle of prophet and teacher,
mm-hmm.
but his teaching was prophetic.
Right.
Every time he taught, it had the prophetic touch on it, and when you teach, it has the prophetic touch on it. And that's me too. I operate in a prophet and teacher, but also an apostle. I am not maybe an apostle to what you would say the whole church, but I am an apostle to the Glorious Church Fellowship,
sure.
and its works
mm-hmm.
throughout the earth. So, evangelist, Paul, you probably operate in the evangelist too.
A little, I would say.
And an evangelist always has these signs and wonders going. I think Chip operates as an evangelist
yeah.
and a teacher and has with a prophetic touch. And apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. I think we about got them all there, didn't we? But they'll flow, and sometimes when you flow, a different anointing will come upon you, but it's different in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So now here we are. We three are working together. How do you two work together at the church in Collinsville when Paul comes?
Much the same as whatever you was there.
Is it?
That it's a little differently, but we can flow together. And
you're not jealous of Paul coming in here from Northern Ireland and the people like him?
Do what?
You're not jealous?
No. Okay.
Some pastors would be so mad.
Yeah, their security levels.
I don't have to prove anything.
I'm too nice to be jealous of.
Because we're there for one reason, to minister to the body of Christ. And Brother Hagin, we talked about the corporate anointing. And Paul and I, we have no strife. We have no agenda. We just want the move of God. And we want to see what God would have done in that local church for it to fulfill all the prophecies that was given over that church. We talked about the corporate anointing. And many people just talk about when the body of Christ come together, there's a corporate anointing. But there's a corporate anointing as ministers come together.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Hagin said, in the last days, you're going to see the fivefold ministry operate on a level you've never seen it. When the fivefold ministries was for what? They was for the work of the ministry, for the edifying the body of Christ, for equipping the body of Christ. So you're going to see the fivefold ministries operate on a level such as we've never seen.
Absolutely.
And that's every area of it. And so that's what I see in the corporate anointing. Threefold cord not be easily broken.
No.
And if we believe what Brother Hagin prophesied is true, and I do, the best days for the church, the local church, is yet ahead. But it's not going to be business as usual. It's coming up another level.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. What does God want to see in a local church? And you go to a local church. You are listening. And what does God want for your church? I think you need to be praying for your pastors. Praying for your local church leaders.
Yes.
I think they're all hungry, really. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine being a pastor right now. I'm talking about pastors that believe the Word and believe in the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
I think they're all hungry. And prayer is of utmost importance right now. So with all the love you had in your heart and no judgmental thing, well, my pastor didn't do this, my pastor didn't do that. Just because you love your pastor and you love your church. Rachel said, just take them in a basket and lift them up to the Lord. Paul said, pray for me that I might have utterance.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them that they might have utterance. Pray for them, the Ephesians prayers. Give unto my pastor the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Oh my, I know people are praying for me. They tell me that all the time and I'm so glad. So we have a couple of power books for you, Woodworth Edder books that we'll send you, both of them for $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. And if you'd like to call the local church in Collinsville, find about time of meetings, or if they have a class for your child, call 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.